Savannah Insurance presents you the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen, also heard on healthradio.net. Along for the ride is Jim Graham. And now, here's Dr. Mike.
And my name is Dr. Arthur Perry. Dr. Mike is in South Africa this weekend. He's way across the world, and I'm proud to be able to fill the large shoes of Dr. Michael Roizen. So I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. I'm a plastic surgeon. Now, I'm not the exercise and diet guy and the real age guy that Dr. Mike Roizen is, but he's been teaching me an awful lot, and I'm going to do my best to fill his shoes tonight. With me is Jim Graham in Syracuse, New York. Jim, how cold is it up there today?
Well, Dr. Perry, it's about 28 degrees and snowing. You can't even see outside. I'm looking outside. I'm on the fourth floor of this building. I'm looking out, and there's buildings. I can't see a thing. And it's about 28 degrees, and it's I'm at 570 News Talk Radio, WSYR, in downtown Syracuse, New York.
Now, Jim, I heard that they're gathering all the seeds from all the plants in the world, and they're going to put them in a vault near the Arctic Circle, I believe. They're going to bury them so that, heaven forbid, there's some sort of catastrophe on Earth, like a meteor. We've got all the seeds to repopulate the plants in the Earth. And I think, based on your winter in Syracuse, they really didn't have to go all the way up to the Arctic Circle. They probably could have put it right near Syracuse, New York.
As a matter of fact, I think probably we do have a lot of frozen seeds here right now.
Well, I'll tell you, Jim, tonight we have such an interesting show. We have many, many topics we are going to get to, and I'd like to tell the coast-to-coast audience tonight that you can call this show. Jim, the number is 877-711-5611. That's 877-711-5611. We're going to be talking tonight about breast cancer, and on the line in a few minutes, we have Ruth Peltison, who has written a very interesting book, I Am Not My Breast Cancer. And after that, we're going to talk about a topic that is very dear to me. It's autoimmune disease. Autoimmune disease is a rising problem in the United States. In fact, things like lupus and thyroid disorders and multiple sclerosis are increasing with frightening frequency. And we're going to talk to an author of a very interesting book about that topic. We are going to, of course, talk about cosmetic surgery tonight because that is my field. I'm a plastic surgeon. We're going to talk about skin creams. On the front page of the New York Times this week, Jim, we saw heparin contamination in the United States, and we're going to talk about that. It's a very frightening thing. I want to frighten the audience today, but boy, I'll tell you, in China, I don't know what's going on, Jim. We have all sorts of products being contaminated, and now probably the most vital of the contaminated products, heparin, is in danger because 80% of the United States supply of heparin comes from China now, and now we don't have it anymore. So later in the show, we're going to talk about that. We're going to have Gary Ginsberg. Gary is the number one toxicologist in the United States, and he is an incredible man. He knows more than anyone I know about toxicology, and he's going to come on and talk a little about that heparin contamination. So, Jim, fasten your seatbelts because we've got a really interesting show tonight.
I'm tied in.
Tie yourself in. And, Jim, how many stations are we on now coast to coast?
We're on, I think, 33 stations, and one of them, Dr. Perry, is KMNY 1360, 50,000 watts out of Dallas-Fort Worth in Texas.
And I understand that's one of our new stations. And welcome, Dallas. We want some phone calls from you tonight. And once again, it's 877-711-5611. I'm sitting in downtown Manhattan. I'm at the WOR studios. And we're right across the street from where the World Trade Center was. And they're busy building a new World Trade Center. I believe the steel is just getting ready to go up again because they've finished a few years of preparatory work. So that's where WOR is. So we're pretty much scattered across the country now. Well, we have on the line Ruth Peltison. Ruth wrote a very interesting book, and it's called I Am Not My Breast Cancer. Ruth, how are you tonight?
I'm excellent. Thank you.
Ruth, why did you write a book about breast cancer? Tell me the background.
The background was that I was recovering from surgery. It was about 5 years ago, and it was the middle of the night, and I couldn't get out of bed. I was sort of stuck and from all the surgeries, and I thought, this is just terrible. And then I started thinking, you know, but I have it pretty good. I have a big support system. I have wonderful doctors, and what can I do for people who don't have it so easy? And I thought, well, you know, I've been an editor for some 25 years. I'm going to do a book, and I'm going to do the book that I always wanted.
Ruth, how old were you when you developed breast cancer?
The first time, I was 35.
Wow.
I had gone in for my first mammogram just as a matter of procedure. I mean, my internist said to get one done. I didn't even know what one was, and I came out of there being told that it looked like I had something suspicious on my mammogram.
And what happened then? Did you have a biopsy at that point?
I did, and radiation and so forth, and so that was when I was 35. And then 5.5 years ago, I mean, I had various biopsies over the years, and then 5.5 years ago, we thought we saw something again, and they were right. And then I really had to do the whole thing, the mastectomy and all of that.
How many years after that first diagnosis did you develop? Was it a recurrence or was it a second tumor?
Well, it was sort of both, oddly enough. It was 12 years later, and in one sense it was a recurrence because they did find where it had spread and they hadn't realized it. But in any case, it was 12 years later, so it was sort of a surprise.
Okay, so at that point you had a mastectomy, and how much later was it that you decided to write this book about breast cancer?
Right when I was lying in bed recovering it all. I felt very clear that I had to do something to give back, and I felt also very clear that there were probably a lot of women whose lives were much, much harder than mine, and I wanted to do something.
Now, in a short summary, what's your book about? How does it help women with breast cancer?
I think the best thing I can say is that it is the most in-depth look at how women all over the country react to living with breast cancer. So these are real women. I originally, with a friend, started a web project, an online project, where we got together women from all over the country. Based on that, I edited the material for this book, but we literally had women from every single state in the country, from South Africa, Australia, the UK, Greece, and we asked them a lot of tough questions, the sort of questions that I thought about and wanted answers to. So rather than in most books where you sort of get a paragraph that says, you know, 2 weeks after starting chemotherapy, you will lose your hair. Don't worry, it'll grow back. We have a whole chapter on it. I felt it was really important to have women know all the possible ways that this disease affects other women.
Absolutely.
I didn't want anyone to feel alone.
You know, we're speaking with Ruth Peltison. Ruth is the author of I Am Not My Breast Cancer, and Morrow publishes this book. People can buy this book, I imagine, on Amazon.com and in bookstores all over the United States. Correct, Ruth?
You are right. They can buy it in Borders. They can buy it in Barnes & Noble. They can get it from their independent booksellers. They can get it online at a number of other places.
Now, Ruth, one of the disturbing things that affects women when they develop cancer is that their friends tend to run away from them. Did you see that problem with you?
I didn't see that people ran away. What I found is that it's hard for them to sustain the intensity of attention that you need. You know, they come and go. Having any disease, it doesn't come and go. Until you are treated, you have it 24/7.
Well, what I have observed with friends and unfortunately family that have had cancer is I think when their friends respond to my family members, sometimes it's with some fear and perhaps fear of their own mortality. They don't want to face what that person is going through. And I think that's what support groups can help people with. Don't you agree?
I think support groups are terrific for that. I mean, my mother said something interesting after she read this book. She said, you know, I wish I'd had this book when you were sick because then I would have known how you felt. And I think that's it, that really, certainly in the field of breast cancer, I think the best person who understands what you're going through is someone else who's going through the same thing. And with families, with friends, it's often freighted with other emotions, other needs. They don't listen the same way. There is the fear factor.
Absolutely.
And those of us with cancer have fear, too, but at least we're it's like with like.
Ruth, we're going to break for a few messages from our sponsors. We're going to be back in a few minutes. I want you to stay on the line. We can call the show. You can call the show, and the number here is 877-711-5611, and speak with Ruth, myself, and Jim up in frigid upstate New York. This is Dr. Arthur Perry with You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. We'll be right back.
Did you hear about the U-Doc's new book?
You mean You Staying Young, the Owner's Manual to Extending Your Warranty?
Yes, You Staying Young. I like the second principle. Your body's amazing. No matter how many hot dogs you've had for breakfast, you get a do-over. Doesn't take that long and it isn't that hard.
You Staying Young makes the 14 cellular processes that cause aging understandable in a fast read, illustrated with cartoons that teaches you how to stay young.
If you want to trump those 14 aging factors, order You Staying Young at RealAge.com, Amazon.com, or Borders.com, or pick it up at your neighborhood bookstore. And stay young.
Healthcare choices are a lot easier when you have the guidance you need.
Do you go to the internet to find medical information? Make sure the information is reliable by finding out who runs the website, what companies pay for ads on the site, do they give sources for their information? Some healthy skepticism could save you time and money.
This half-a-minute healthcare tip brought to you by Humana, guidance when you need it most. Find out about insurance products offered by the Humana family of companies at Humana.com.
The Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike Roizen. Brought to you by Humana Insurance. Guidance when you need it most. Listen online all the time at healthradio.net. Now back to Dr. Mike.
And this is Dr. Arthur Perry, and tonight I am your host. I'm subbing for Dr. Mike Roizen. No, his voice did not change. This is a different host tonight. I'm a board-certified plastic surgeon. I'm based in New Jersey and New York. And I talk about all sorts of things like skincare and plastic surgery and general medical questions. But, of course, you'll want to save those real age questions for 2 weeks from now when Mike Roizen comes back. But you can call the show at 877-711-5611. Once again, that's 877-711-5611. This is a live show. We're not taped tonight. It is Saturday night. We've got some sunshine in Florida where the show originates from. We've got Ron Kreider sitting down there in the sun of Vero Beach. And me, I'm in the WOR studios. It's dark here tonight. I don't know why it's dark in New York and it's light in Florida. What's that about, Ron? But we've also got Jim Graham, and Jim is a co-host, and he's sitting up where the sun never shines, Syracuse, New York, where you've got about 6 or 7 feet of snow today. What do you think, Jim? You got your snowplow out? See, that Jim has completely dropped off the line because there's so much snow in Syracuse that I don't think the signal can get through. Tonight, we're speaking with Ruth Peltison, and we're going to get right back to Ruth Peltison, and we're going to speak about her book, I Am Not My Breast Cancer. But first, we have a commercial announcement. And again, my name is Dr. Arthur Perry. Now, I'm going to talk for a few minutes about VEMMA. That's V-E-M-M-A. VEMMA is a new sponsor to this show. They came in about 2 weeks ago. They've got some very, very interesting vitamin drinks. One is VEMMA, and one is Verve. Verve is the one that I drink a lot of. In fact, probably too much. So let me talk a little about VEMMA. Now, this word stands for vitamins, essential minerals, mangosteen, and aloe, and it's spelled VEMMA, V-E-M-M-A. Now, this is quite possibly the most powerful liquid antioxidant in the world, and the amazing thing to me is that it tastes wonderful. In fact, I guess I'm a little addicted to Verve right now. Verve is their sugar-free version, and I've been drinking perhaps a little too much over the last few weeks. Well, VEMMA has taken the full spectrum of antioxidant vitamins and plant-source minerals, and they've blended it with this wonderful new plant. I guess it's not new. It's been here for a couple billion years, but it's mangosteen, and it's pretty new in the United States. It's a super fruit from Southeast Asia, and along with aloe and decaffeinated green tea, that's what makes up the vitamin drink called Vima. Now, you can order online at www.vima.com. Again, that's V-E-M-M-A.com, or you can call 888-314-9814. Now, call Monday through Friday. They're not here. It's Saturday night in New York. Of course, it's probably Sunday with Ron in Florida, but it's Saturday night in New York. We want you to call Monday morning. That's Vima, 888-314-9814. And here's the best news. If you don't like Vima, they will give you your money back. Once again, the number again, 888-314-9814. Ron, it's time for you to get some Vima because this is a terrific drink and it's going to make you healthier.
Hey, we already have Vima down here.
All right.
We got some advanced copy of Vima.
That's good. Verve is the one I drink. It's mildly carbonated. You know, it's 8 ounces, and it's really great. Mike Roizen drinks it in the morning. He drinks half a can in the morning, half in the evening. I drink about 3 or 4. I've cut down from my 6-pack. I think I was overdosing on the vitamins there. Ruth, are you still there? Have you left us?
No, I'm still here.
Well, you know, in cancer or in any chronic disease, vitamins and natural foods are so, so important. Ruth, you've written I Am Not My Breast Cancer, a wonderful book. I've been reading it through the week. My wife has been reading it, and she had a question for you also. She wanted to know about support groups. I know we talked a little about support groups, but, you know, to some women, support groups can be a little depressing. What's your answer to that?
I have to say that many years ago, I did go to a support group, and it didn't feel right for me at the time. I think I was still so shy and just too reserved. But what was great about doing our online project is that the women were very, very frank with one another because they didn't have to admit their names. They just related by their experiences. And so they were much more forthcoming. So I think that basically any way that you can talk with another woman who's going through this terrible disease, whatever your means is, it helps.
Okay.
The whole point is to find a way to connect with someone.
And that's so important. Is Jim Graham back on the line? Did you get back here, Jim?
No, let me tell you what happened to him. They got snowed out up there. They've lost power in Syracuse. The radio station's off the air. And we're going to try to get Dixie cups and some string here.
Well, it doesn't surprise me with Syracuse, New York. So, Ruth, it's you and I. Jim has left the building. Now, I'm Not My Breast Cancer is Ruth Peltison's book. It's a wonderful book, and I think it's so important that women read books like this if they've got not just breast cancer, Ruth, but I think any type of cancer, because so many people do feel alone when they have a chronic disease and a difficult disease such as breast cancer. How are you doing now?
Well, I'm absolutely fine, but what I have found is that I think this book does apply to women going through any kinds of disease because we have a whole chapter on relationships, on mothers and daughters, a whole chapter on children, a chapter on mortality. These are issues that anyone with a big disease thinks about, you know. So I don't think, while I think it's absolutely primarily focused for women with breast cancer, the relationships that we have with people, you know, how we feel about our careers and we're in the workplace, it's all relevant. So I have seen above all that what really helps women is feeling part of a community and finding a way to feel good about themselves. And above all, I don't want anyone to feel alone. And I also put in a lot of different points of view in the book because I didn't want anyone to feel guilty. You know, I didn't want them to think, wow, all they talk about is feeling good. What about days when you feel down in the dumps? I wanted that represented as well.
Well, Ruth, breast cancer is such a tough, tough disease. I think the most recent information is 1 in 8 women will develop breast cancer in their lifetime. And so because of that, it's important that all women get mammograms, just like you had. That saved your life at age 35. You had your first mammogram. And I think all women should urge the government to support MRIs MRIs are so important. There's no radiation, and they're so important in particular in difficult-to-image breasts. Have you ever had an MRI of your breast, Ruth?
Absolutely.
And,
absolutely.
You know, there's no radiation. They give such a lot of information. But one of the problems is that many insurance companies will not cover MRIs. And it's just like the mammogram story. It was women's groups that got together to push mandatory coverage of mammograms. And so all insurance companies have to cover mammograms. Just the same way, women's groups need to get together and they need to push our legislators to get MRI coverage. I think it's so important. So I'm going to get on my soapbox tonight and have a word about MRIs. Ruth Peltison, I want to thank you so much for joining me on this Friday. No, it's Saturday night, Ron. I missed a day there. Ruth, you've published a book that's wonderful, and I hope everyone buys it. It's I Am Not My Breast Cancer by Ruth Peltison, and it's published by Morrow. It's everywhere. It's in all the bookstores. If your bookstore doesn't have it, tell them to order it for you. Thanks so much, Ruth.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. And my name is Dr. Arthur Perry. I'm sitting here at WOR Studios in New York. The show is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. We've got an hour and a half left to the show, and we've got some very, very interesting topics. In the next half hour, we're going to talk about autoimmune disease, and we're going to talk about my favorite topic. What is it, Ron? Cosmetic surgery, of course. And so I want you all to stay tuned. Grab your popcorn with olive oil, no salt. And come on back for the next half hour. This is Dr. Arthur Perry.
Manual Radio Show provides general information relating to health. Listeners should not individually rely on information given here because not all conditions are the same from person to person. This program is not a substitute for a consultation with a medical practitioner of your choice. We encourage you to make an appointment with your own doctor in an attempt to resolve any of your health concerns. And now, back to the Owner's Manual Radio Show, brought to you by Humana Insurance. For Health Talk 24/7, log on to healthradio.net.
And welcome back. My name is Dr. Arthur Perry, and this is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Dr. Mike Roizen, your normal host, is somewhere in another continent tonight. I think he's in South Africa, and he's giving some lectures and learning a little about the animals of the African continent. So I'm anxious when he comes back. I want to ask him some questions about what interesting animals and things that he has seen in South Africa. Well, I'm a plastic surgeon, and as a plastic surgeon, I have a real interest in things like skin care and skin creams, cosmetic surgery, your appearance. So please give me a call tonight. The phone number is 877-711-5611. That's 877-711. I almost forgot that, Ron. 711-5611. And we've got stations from coast to coast and some from border to border. And so I know that there are millions of you listening in Miami and Boston and Detroit and Chicago and Cleveland, Syracuse, which is under a blackout condition with snow tonight. So my co-host Jim Graham is underneath some snow. But we're all over the United States, so give us a call. Once again, 877-711-5611. Mike Roizen may not be here, but his real age tip of the week is, what do you think, Ron?
Now on You, the Owner's Manual, this is the real age tip of the week with Michael Roizen, MD.
And even though I'm not Mike Roizen, we're going to have a Real Age Tip of the Week because Mike has been busy writing these, and there's no one that knows more about nutrition than Dr. Mike Roizen. And here we go. How about your brain on fruit? What do you think of that? Well, reaching for the fruit bowl might keep your brain very sharp when you get older. And that's because big fruit eaters, besides getting boatloads of good-for-you nutrients, well, they score high when it comes to memory and reasoning skills. Now, it's all about flavonoids. The reason for fruit's brain-boosting effect, it's flavonoids. They're the amazing antioxidants that fight disease and they could be really one of your best defenses against cognitive decline. And we know what that is, unfortunately. Well, in a study, people who had the highest flavonoid intake performed best throughout a 10-year period on tests of verbal fluency, logical reason, and visual memory. Well, here's how you get your flavonoids. You have to sneak more fruit into your diet. That's the way to do it. So vegetables like onions and broccoli, well, they provide some too, but it's fruit that gives you the most flavonoids. So you need a wide variety of fruit and vegetables in your diet to get the Real Age recommended 31 milligrams. Remember that, 31 milligrams of flavonoids each day. And you can also sip some with several cups of tea or juices like cranberry. Cranberry juice is full of flavonoids. Well, you can learn more about this Real Age Tip of the Week and other tips by going to realage.com. That's realage.com. It is an unbelievable website. It's one of the most widely used health websites in the world, with something like 11 million people going to the Real Age website. So I want you to go to the Real Age website and learn a little more about how you can get your flavonoids up. And Ron, that is my Real Age Tip of the Week. Well, that's really nice. Thank you very much. That's a please calm down now. Thank you so much. Well, we have a very, very interesting topic to talk about today. We're going to talk about autoimmune disease. Now, boy, a lot of you out there don't know what it is, but a lot of you do because you've been touched by it, whether it's childhood diabetes or multiple sclerosis, or I have Graves' disease, that's a thyroid disorder, or other diseases like lupus. Those are all autoimmune diseases. Now, I have Donna Jackson Nakazawa on the line. Donna is the author of a book called The Autoimmune Epidemic, and I started reading this book yesterday, and I could not put it down. I really, you know, with a title like The Autoimmune Epidemic, I really didn't think it would be too enthralling, Donna, but I have to say, it really was fascinating. So how did you come to write a book so interesting?
Well, thank you. I have a number of autoimmune diseases, and actually twice in the past 7 years I've been in a wheelchair. And I have fought really hard to get my life back and get back on my feet. And in the course of that, I also was really affected by the fact that my dad had a number of autoimmune diseases. And it seemed to me that in the 30 years that have passed since he died, we really didn't know a whole lot more about them than we did back then, and we certainly don't have a whole lot more in our arsenal to fight these diseases. So it just seemed to me, I write books, I'm a journalist, I do a lot of health and family life issues, and I decided to spend about 3 years following the top people from Harvard to Hopkins, all over the country, to the National Institutes of Health, around their labs. I was well enough to do it again, and I have had a wonderful time kind of discerning everything that causes autoimmune disease, how we, in our 21st century lifestyles, are living life that is making autoimmune disease really a modern epidemic. The numbers have tripled in the last 30 years.
That's incredible. Now, in your book, and by the way, the name of the book is The Autoimmune Epidemic, and it's published by Touchstone. And the author, who is my guest tonight, is Donna Jackson Nakazawa. Hopefully I pronounced your name correctly.
Perfectly.
Thank you. Well, now, in your book, you talk about the multiple sclerosis rates that have tripled in the last 50 years. That is absolutely incredible. Now, why do you think that is?
Well, it's really interesting. When these rates started to go up was really at the post-end of our Industrial Revolution. And over the last 80 to 100 years, we have dumped 80,000 chemicals into our environment. None of these chemicals have ever been tested for whether or not they affect the immune system. That is not a mandate that we have in this country, although that kind of testing does happen in Europe. And we've also changed our diet completely. We've gone from a whole foods diet. I heard you all, you know, talking a little bit about flavonoids. We've moved completely away from a whole foods diet to a processed foods diet. And we've done one other thing that's impacted our immune systems, and that is we've upped the stress level of every day to the point that we're like cats with dogs barking at us all day long. Those three things, coupled with some genetic susceptibility, together are filling our barrels too full. And over time, the toxic and chemical and heavy metal hits, the foreign things that are entering our body in processed food products, the additives and the dyes, and the millions of things that make food look like food but aren't really food anymore, are coming into our bodies. We have heightened stress levels, and all three of those things are overtaxing our immune cells to the point that that barrel is getting too full. We've just created the perfect storm for autoimmune disease and an epidemic of these diseases to flourish.
And, you know, you couldn't be more correct. I have an interest in skin cream development. And looks like the music has come on, and you know what that means in radio. Donna, we're going to have to come back just after these messages. We've got Donna Nakazawa. We're talking about autoimmune diseases. This is Dr. Arthur Perry with you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. We'll be back after these words.
Healthcare choices are a lot easier when you have the guidance you need.
An ounce of prevention, well, you know the rest, and it's true. One of the best ways to keep your children from getting a serious illness is to make sure they get the shots they need. Ask your doctor for a schedule of immunizations or go online to www.cdc.gov.
This half-a-minute healthcare tip brought to you by Humana, guidance when you need it most. Find out about insurance products offered by the Humana family of companies at humana.com.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who have occasional trouble sleeping? Is the lack of good sleep affecting your health and your life? It's time you tried Lights Out. Lights Out is a natural blend of vitamins and herbs designed to help you get the deep, healthy sleep you need to wake up feeling refreshed and revitalized. Don't miss any more of the sleep you need to stay healthy. Get your Lights Out today. Lights Out is available at vitamin shop stores nationwide or by calling 1-800-645-0010. That's 1-800-645-0010.
Hi, I'm Jeff Taylor, founder of Eons.com. This is the place where boomers are loving life on the flip side of 50. I'd like to tell you about something many of our members experience. We call it the boom, boom, boom moment. It goes something like this. Boom, I'm 50. I've made it. My life and my energy can now be focused on what I want to do. Boom, if I live right and take care of my body, I could live another 50 years to pursue my passions, explore my interests, follow my dreams. And boom, how do I get started? You go to Eons. Eons.com is 50 plus everything. Tools and information like the Eons Longevity Calculator. Learn how to add years to your life. Games, activities, and fun. Like Eons Brain Builders, the fun way to exercise your brain. Community, groups, and connections, where you can make new friends around your hobbies and interests. So come visit us at Eons.com and start loving life on the flip side of 50. Eons.com. Boom, boom, boom.
Hey, did you hear about the UDoc's new book?
You mean You Staying Young, the Owner's Manual to Extending Your Warranty?
Yes, You Staying Young. Dr. Roizen and Oz have done it again. According to Publishers Weekly, their fourth book is a solid number one New York Times bestseller.
It's a number one bestseller because You Staying Young makes the 14 cellular processes that cause aging understandable in a fast read illustrated with cartoons. Listen to Dr. Mike here on your health radio station on Saturdays at 5 p.m. or anytime at healthradio.net.
And if you want to stay young, order You Staying Young at realage.com or amazon.com or at borders.com or just pick it up at your local bookstore and stay young.
Listen to this show and other great talk shows about health, wellness, and medicine online 24 hours a day at healthradio.net. And now, back to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, brought to you by Humana Insurance, guiding you to informed healthcare and health benefits decisions. Here's Dr. Mike.
And I am not Dr. Mike. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. I'm a plastic surgeon, and I'm filling the large shoes of Dr. Mike Roizen tonight while Mike is away in another continent. I'm a plastic surgeon and a skincare expert, and tonight you can give me a call at 877-711-5611. That's 877-711-5611. We've got an hour and 15 minutes left to this live show, and I want you to give me a call. And those of you who know that your station is not carrying the second hour, give your station a call and tell them, the show is 2 hours, let's carry both hours, because that's normally the hour that I come in. And I joined Dr. Mike Roizen for that second hour, which is heard in most of your stations, but not all of them. So we are coast to coast, and tonight we're talking with Donna Jackson Nakazawa. Donna, are you still there?
Oh, I'm here.
And Donna is the author of The Autoimmune Epidemic. Now, autoimmune disease is when the body attacks itself. And Donna's got a wonderful book that I could not put down. I read through the entire book because Donna tells us maybe what is causing autoimmune disease in our society. And before we were interrupted by those wonderful commercial messages, Donna was telling us about the toxins that we're bathing ourselves in. Donna, reading your book, I was astounded to learn the number of toxins that we've found in our own bodies now. Tell me a little about those.
Well, there have been a number of studies in the past 5 years. The CDC did one in 2004. They sampled 2,500 people across the country looking for what is called the body burden. And by that, we mean basically the amount of chemicals and pollutants that each of us is carrying from these 80,000 chemicals that we come into contact with every day through the air we breathe and the things we touch. And they didn't know what to find. Well, lo and behold, they found traces of all 116 chemicals and pollutants they tested for. PCBs, pesticides, dioxin, mercury, cadmium, benzene. In 2005, researchers found something even more alarming, a cocktail of 287 pollutants, including flame retardants, breakdown chemicals of Teflon, more pesticides, in the fetal cord blood of 10 newborn infants who were tested randomly from around the country. And these samples were taken by the American Red Cross. I could go on, but I think those two speak volumes.
Well, I'll tell you, it's really frightening when you think about it. We're poisoning ourselves. I think about how we bathe ourselves in sunscreens. Donna, do you know that sunscreens are in our body? If we put organic sunscreen, which is the chemical sunscreen, and we're not talking about zinc oxide or titanium dioxide, if we use things like benzophenones, which are very, very common sunscreens, they're in our body for 2 full days. They get urinated out for 2 days. And you mentioned in your book how chemicals like that and like pesticides can have estrogen-like effects. And we have no idea what these chemicals are really doing to ourselves. But I think we're poisoning ourselves, and your book really does point that out. And I'll tell you, I want to thank you for bringing this to a higher level of public consciousness, because we really need to look at these issues to find out what it is, why the childhood diabetes rate is rising, which is an autoimmune disease, why multiple sclerosis is rising, why lupus and thyroid disorders, all these diseases are rising rapidly, and what is the answer? Why are we causing this, and how can we prevent it?
You couldn't be more right. We talk a lot today about the global warming, and we talk about our carbon imprint. We really need to also be thinking about our chemical imprint. You know, we never wanted to think that the things that we were doing to the Earth were going to change the Earth degree by degree and melt the polar ice caps. But we are changing the inner landscape of our bodies degree by steady degree every day with the things we come in contact with. And what I like to tell people is, you know, it's frightening, yes, but don't go forward with fear. Think about it as knowledge, that the more you know about what fills your barrel so that you're getting closer and closer to a point at which your immune system is overtaxed, the more you can begin to think about, what do I want to put in my barrel? You know, what decisions do I want to make? And diet is huge. A whole foods diet for people with any kind of immune dysfunction, I'm sure that you've found with eczema and other skin disorders, shifts in diet to a whole foods, non-inflammatory diet. What do we mean by that? we mean, you know, lean types of, eating fish and lean organic lamb and chicken. We mean all vegetables except tomatoes and potatoes, which can be inflammatory. We mean all fruits, omega fatty acids, adding in certain supplements that have been that are anti-inflammatory in nature that can be helpful in, you know, probiotics, working with a healthy gut so that we're not taxing our immune systems through what we eat each and every day. And coupled with that, making sound decisions. You know, that new car smell is there for a reason. Your car is off-gassing flame retardants each and every day. And these are particularly noxious. They actually don't blend in with the materials that they're made with, and they come out into the atmosphere, and they get kicked around in the dust in the car.
Well, that music tells us that we've got a break for a few commercials. So I want you to hang on, because I think Jim Graham up in Syracuse, New York, has a question for you when we return. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This is Mike Roizen's radio show. He's in South Africa. I'm sitting in the chair. We'll be back after these messages.
Real words from real people about Lifeline screening.
I was told I should see my doctor or go to the emergency room immediately. Later, I said to the physician, I guess I'm pretty lucky to have had those tests. He answered, it saved your life.
In less than 1 hour, Lifeline screening checks for warning signs of stroke and vascular disease. Nearly 50% of people that suffer a stroke never have symptoms. Don't wait until it's too late. Get screened today.
The doctor said I'm one lucky guy, and if I hadn't gone to the screening, I would have been a statistic.
$129, 4 ultrasound tests, no needles, no pain, just peace of mind.
I owe my life to you.
Mobile testing units are coming to your neighborhood. If you're over 50, make an appointment by calling 1-888-883-TEST. That's 1-888-883-TEST.
Lifeline screening saved my life.
Please call now. 1-888-883-TEST. That's 1-888-883-TEST.
Confidence is knowing the latest treatments for prostate cancer can help me beat mine.
At Cleveland Clinic, prostate cancer specialists are pioneering advanced treatments from image-guided radiation therapy to robotic surgery.
Because confidence is knowing I'll face my prostate cancer with an entire team of experts.
It's no wonder U.S. News & World Report ranks us one of America's best for cancer and urological care. For an appointment, call 1-866-223-8100. Find the confidence to face any condition at Cleveland Clinic.
Healthcare choices are a lot easier when you have the guidance you need.
It's common knowledge that men hate going to the doctor, but it's just plain smart to see a doctor at least once a year, whether you're sick or not. Preventive care can help detect warning signals of heart disease, cancer, and stroke, three of the biggest threats to men's health.
This half-a-minute healthcare tip brought to you by Humana, guidance when you need it most. Find out about insurance products offered by the Humana family of companies at humana.com.
Listen to this show again, or your choice of several other talk shows, all about health, wellness, fitness, and medicine on your computer. We're streaming live, worldwide, 24 hours a day at healthradio.net. And now, back to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike, brought to you by Humana Insurance.
And welcome back. This is Dr. Arthur Perry. I'm a plastic surgeon, and I'm sitting in for Dr. Mike Roizen tonight on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. With me for the last 20 or so minutes has been Donna Nakazawa. Donna wrote the book, The Autoimmune Epidemic, that I highly recommend. Donna, where can people buy your book?
Well, they can buy it online at any of the big distributors, Amazon. They can buy it at Borders, Barnes & Noble, their local independent bookstore, anywhere they want to get it, and they can go to my website at autoimmuneepidemic.com.
And thanks so much for taking time on your Saturday evening, Donna. It's been a real pleasure speaking with you, and I did really enjoy your book.
Oh, thanks so much for having me. It's been a great pleasure.
Okay, and this is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Now, I want all of you to stay on the radio. Do not turn the radio off. We've got a whole hour, and during the next hour, I'm going to have the Cosmetics Cop. Now, this is Paula Begon. Those of you who have an interest in cosmetics, and that's about 51% of the population, all you women out there, and some men. We've got Paula Begon. Now, Paula wrote the book, Don't Go to the Cosmetics Counter Without Me, and this is in its seventh edition. It's a best-selling book, and this is probably the most knowledgeable person in the entire world, and I mean that, about cosmetics, and we're happy to have Paula. So she's coming in the next hour. If you've got questions about skincare, if you've got questions about cosmetics, about plastic surgery, I want you to call. So the number here is 877-711-5611. Now, those of you who are listening to the radio and your local affiliate is going to drop off and not cover that second hour, well, you can get on healthradionetwork.com and you can listen to this broadcast live. You can also listen to it tomorrow or at 3 in the morning if you have nothing else to do, because they archive these things. In just a few hours, you'll be able to listen to this broadcast and many other broadcasts, scintillating broadcasts about all sorts of topics. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, has been on for about 5 years now. I joined it last April, and it's been an awful lot of fun. I come in with Dr. Mike Roizen during that second hour from 6 to 7, and we have some of the same stations and some new stations, but I want you to call your station Monday morning. You call the station manager, and you say, we need to cover both hours. So once again, 877-711-5611. And during the next hour, besides Paula Begon, we're going to be talking about heparin. Many of you have had doses of heparin, whether or not you've had a heart attack or a stroke or bypass surgery or simply as preparation for your surgery. Heparin is something we use, and there's a big problem because Chinese heparin is contaminated. So we're going to talk about that in the next hour. My name is Dr. Arthur Perry. Thank you so much for listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Those of you who can get it, stay on for the next hour. Thank you.